Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of My Teenage Brain, and on this episode we'll be talking about the joyful subject of depression and teenagers dealing with that, because I know so many people my age who have gone through this and have never gotten a diagnosis, have not known what was wrong with them. We're gonna first step into a little infographic that I saw about depression in teenagers. I guess an estimated 20% of teens experience teen depression before reaching adulthood. So that's like 2 of every 10 teens lined up. That's a lot. And I've known many people dealing with this overcoming sadness. Maybe before we dive deep into teenage depression, we should talk about pretty much the basis, what depression is. Depression is a mental disorder characterized by a depressive mood or loss in interest of activities and an impairment in daily life. There are many causes that could be causing depression, societal issues, psychological, biological. People with family members that are that had depression are more likely to gain depression in their life. It can change brain function, which is crazy, and alters activity of certain neural circuits. So this is honestly insane, what depression does to you, what it does to your brain, what it does to your body. Some people may experience mood swings. Sorry about that. Some people may experience mood swings, anxiety, guilt, hopelessness, loss of interest in things that they love, and sadness, obviously. There may be excessive agitation and irritation, crying all the time, sleeplessness, sleeping in, hunger, fatigue, loss of appetite. So it really just varies from person to person on how depression affects you, especially in teens when you're growing. It's hard dealing with depression. It's hard dealing with, you know, these societal standards and problems at home and problems at school and not thinking you're good enough. To gain this mental disorder, it really will break you down physically, emotionally, and mentally. I know that my depression led to an eating disorder, which we can talk about in a different episode, but it can also lead to many different disorders, including bipolar disorder and anxiety and many other things, including OCD. And it's honestly insane about what this disorder can do to you. There can be thoughts of suicide. And let me say this once, if you're ever thinking about suicide or harming yourself, please, please talk to someone you know, or if you don't feel like you're in a safe environment, do that. Call a hotline. Call the suicide prevention hotline that is in your area. That is so important because your life matters. You matter. So as we can see, depression can affect you in many ways. 8.3% of teens suffer with depression at a time. It's honestly insane how widespread this mental disorder is. 15% of teenagers suffer with depression will eventually develop bipolar disorder. And that is also another disorder that you can get from having depression. 30%, which is a huge chunk of people, will develop substance problems, either from drugs, alcohol, pills, being obsessed with taking that to cope, to numb themselves. Between 10 and 15% of teens experience at least some symptoms of depression. So not depression, but some symptoms, which is also crazy. It's also crazy that parents have, a hard time recognizing symptoms of depression in their teens, but is understandable if you have not gone through that. They have a hard time telling normal ups and downs from depression. They have a hard time figuring out if it's just sadness or if it's an actual mental disorder. They may develop depression because, their parents aren't giving them that attention that they need. And they're good at hiding these feelings. A lot of people with depression are good at hiding them and putting on this face. So it may be hard for parents to realize their kid has this mental disorder. Another factoid here is American teen girls experience depression 3 times more than boys do, which is insane, but it makes sense with all these societal pressures to look a certain way, to have certain curves, but not curves here, and to be a specific way. It is more pressure on girls, and that is seen so many times throughout society. Like I said, women developing eating disorders because of their depression, because of their sadness. But the thing is, there are so many ways to get help from this mental disorder. You can talk to your doctor about getting antidepressants, and although they may only last for a little while, they may normalize you. They may help you become more happy and get out of those depressive modes that you may put yourself in. There's therapy that you can go and talk to someone about how you're feeling, about your suicidal thoughts, about your anger and sadness. It's such a broad area. It's such a gray area of mental disorders because although this can be harming, it also can be seasonal. Seasonal depression affects 21 million adults. 21 million. Seasonal depression is mostly around the holidays, actually, surprisingly. And it is hard for many adults to deal with this. It's not only teenagers that deal with depression or sad and are quote unquote emo. Women, like I said, experience depression 3 times as often as men. But in without treatment, this can last, years. So it is good to get treatment. It is good to recognize your symptoms. Honestly, you can self-diagnose with depression. If you realize you're having suicidal thoughts, if you're feeling weak, if you're not eating, if you are eating too much, if you're feeling worthless, those are some patterns. These changes in appetite, sleeping patterns, feeling empty, you can recognize it that way. To beat seasonal depression and holiday depression, you can exercise. Moderate your consumption of alcohol or anything that you use to cope. Adjust your expectations because, seasonal depression, maybe around Christmas time, you're expecting everything to be perfect. And if it's not going that certain way, you may be upset, angry, and sad. So adjust those expectations and expect imperfection. Get enough sleep. I cannot stresses one enough. Not having enough sleep can affect you terribly. That can make you irritable. That can make you sad. That can make you depressed. So get at least 8 hours of sleep each night. If you can't do that, if you have a job, then try resting, try taking naps, and try getting to bed early. That can always help. So to end this episode, I know I have talked your ear off about teenage depression, about getting help, about how it can affect you in other ways. But to be honest, I believe all this information can help you. It can help you drastically in your life. If you have these feelings of sadness ongoing, even if it's just the beginning of this feeling of emptiness and being lonely and being hopeless, I urge you to get help in this time. I know we're in quarantine. You may not be listening to this in quarantine, but right now we're in quarantine and it's stressful, and this can really affect your mental health. So I just want to leave you with, if you have a friend, a family member, a parent, a significant other, reach out for help. Thank you. Have a good night.